Ugh, you know what's right up there with like stubbing your toe first thing in the morning, trying to find a new dentist?
A worst.
It's the worst. Like,
Yeah.
you know you need to go,
Right.
but the whole process is just,
Yeah.
you want someone who's good at, the whole teeth thing,
Of course. Yeah.
but you also kind of have to trust them.
Right. Because you're literally like in their chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And who wants to be stuck with a dentist they don't like for like years?
Nobody.
So today we are diving into some marketing materials from Orlando Dental Center.
Okay.
And they seem to really be leaning into this idea of like good vibes.
Interesting.
So we're going to try to figure out if they live up to the hype.
I mean, it's all there, right? Like, we've got the website, some brochures.
The whole nine yards. But before we even get into that, what are like the non-negotiables? What should we even be looking for when we're evaluating a dentist, like whole deal?
I think a lot of it comes down to like your own anxieties, right? Like what makes you feel comfortable going to the dentist?
Totally.
Because yeah, they can have a sleek website, but if their values don't align with yours,
Yeah.
it's not going to be a good
It's
fit.
not going to work out.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk Orlando Dental Center.
Let's do it.
First impression. They are really going for that like spa-like vibe.
Right.
Like, I'm not even kidding. One of the phrases they use is, and I quote, "a sanctuary for your dental care."
Oh, wow.
I'm half expecting pan flutes and like a little essential oil diffuser when I walk in.
Right. Like, don't forget to hydrate with our cucumber water. Yeah.
Seriously. Okay, but in all seriousness, they do say they have 33 years of collective experience among their dentists.
Okay. So that's something.
That's going to count for something,
It
right?
does. It does. I mean, that tells me they've probably seen it all,
Yeah.
which is great, especially if you've got a more complicated case, you know?
True.
But I would also want to know how they stay up to date.
That's a good
Like,
point.
what are they doing to keep up with the latest and greatest in dentistry?
Yeah, because nobody wants a dentist who's stuck in the dark ages.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you're using leeches again. I don't think so.
Hard pass.
And speaking of keeping things modern, they also highlight their 18 happy staff members.
Oh, okay.
Is that something to brag about, or is it just kind of like, eh?
You know, it's interesting because you wouldn't think that would matter,
Yeah.
but staff morale actually does impact your experience.
Really?
Think about it. If they're happy, they're probably nicer to patients.
That's true.
More patient, more attentive. And when you're literally like, you know,
In the chair.
yeah, vulnerable in the chair, that can make a huge difference.
That is so true. You can totally feel the difference when you walk into a place with good energy.
100%.
Okay, so moving beyond the vibes, they do highlight some specific practices. Like they're very proud of their mercury-free fillings and metal-free crowns. Is
Interesting.
that a trend or is there actual substance to it?
Oh, there's definitely substance to that. This is part of the whole biocompatible dentistry movement.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about that.
So basically, it's all about using materials that are like less likely to cause reactions, stuff that works with your body, not against it.
So it's not just about aesthetics anymore. It's like,
It's about your overall health, yeah.
interesting. So it's like choosing like organic food over.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking about what you're putting in your body.
I can get behind that. They also make a big deal about offering emergency services and walk-ins.
Smart.
Which, okay, convenient, obviously.
Yeah.
But what does that tell us about their like overall philosophy, do you think?
Well, put yourself in the shoes of someone with a dental emergency.
Not ideal.
It's panic mode.
Right.
So by emphasizing that they're accessible, they're saying, hey, we get it.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
That makes sense.
It's reassuring.
It is. Okay, I'm starting to see how all of this ties together. Now, let's talk about their services. Because they offer, well, pretty much everything. Like from dentures to veneers, they do it all.
Wow, okay.
Which, on the one hand, very convenient.
Right.
But on the other hand, is it better to be good at a few things or just okay at a lot of things?
That's the age-old question, right? Like, do you want the specialist or the
Jack of all trades.
Exactly.
It's a tough one.
It is.
Okay, now, no marketing deep dive would be complete without looking at the testimonials.
Of course not. That's the best part.
Right. And they've got a whole section of glowing reviews.
Naturally.
But how much can we actually trust these things?
That's the tricky part. It's like, are these cherry-picked
Right.
or are they legit? I think the key is to look for specifics.
Oh, is that it?
Like, do they actually tell you anything useful?
Yeah, because anyone can say, They were nice.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's look at a few they highlighted.
Let's do it.
Maybe we can do some detective work and see what they're really saying.
I love it.
So first up, we've got Andy.
Okay.
And he raves about how they made him feel like an old friend from the moment he walked in.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And he even gives a shout out to Iris and Angel, who I guess are staff members.
Oh, that's always a good sign when they remember names.
It does make you feel a little bit more seen, right?
Yeah, it feels more personal. Like they see you as a person, not just a...
A set of teeth.
Exactly.
Okay, next we have Deborah, who says she felt super comfortable during her visit.
That's good, but...
But...
Comfortable can mean so many things. Like for some people, maybe it's about, you know, a gentle touch during procedures.
Yeah.
But for others, it might be more about the communication,
oh,
right?
Interesting.
Like, do they feel heard?
So it's helpful that she felt comfortable.
Yeah.
But it would be even more helpful if she told us, like...
A why.
Yes. The why. Like, was it the calming music? The friendly banter?
Maybe they had those massage chairs in the waiting room.
Okay. Probably not, but a girl can dream.
Oh, nice.
All right, last but not least, we have Sally.
Okay.
And she talks about how she finally feels confident in her dental care after years at another practice.
Oh, that's huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that says to me that Orlando Dental Center is doing something different.
Totally.
Like, they address something that her old dentist didn't.
It makes you wonder what was missing before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, was it a lack of communication?
Mm-hmm.
Did she feel rushed?
Or just not listened to.
Yeah, it's so important to find a dentist who gets you.
100%. And, you know, that actually ties into something Orlando Dental Center talks about a lot, their core values.
Oh, yeah, they do have that whole section, don't they?
Yeah, and they really play it up. Patient first, community, innovation, education.
A little on the nose, maybe?
Maybe. What do you think? Is it genuine or just...
Marketing fluff.
Exactly.
Well, let's break it down.
Okay.
What does, like... patient first actually mean in the context of dentistry?
Well, it's got to be more than just using your first name, right?
Yeah.
To me, it means they're thinking about your whole life, not just your teeth.
Oh, interesting.
Like, do they offer appointments outside of normal business hours?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because a lot of people can't just take time off work for a cleaning.
So true.
And when it comes to treatment, are they explaining all of your options?
Even if it means, like, sending you to a specialist.
Exactly. Because sometimes the best care means...
Not getting the care there.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, what about community?
Ooh, that's a big one.
It is.
And I think it can be easy to just, like, slap that word on something.
Angle, yeah.
But to me, it's about more than just, you know, sponsoring a Little League team.
Right.
It's about really understanding the needs of the community they serve.
So, like, do they offer translation services? Or, like, do they have experience working with patients with disabilities?
Yes. Things like that. Because everyone deserves a good dentist.
100%. Okay. What about innovation and education?
Well, we already touched on the innovation part a bit when we were talking about technology.
Sure.
Like, are they using digital x-rays?
Minimizing that radiation.
Exactly. Or offering those newer, less invasive procedures.
Okay, but you said before that education isn't just about the dentists themselves.
Right. It's about how they educate their patients, too.
Oh, right.
Because a good dentist will take the time to explain everything to you.
Not just, like, talk down to you.
Exactly. They want you to be informed.
Because it's a partnership, right?
Yes.
Not just you showing up and being like, fix it.
Exactly.
Okay. So Orlando Dental Center is checking a lot of boxes here.
They are.
But marketing is just one piece of the puzzle. It is.
So based on everything we've seen, would you actually, like, pick up the phone and make an appointment?
You know, I have to admit, they're making a pretty compelling case.
Right.
Like, they're definitely saying all the right things. There's always that little voice.
Right. You know? Like, what are we missing? It can't be all good.
Exactly. Because... at the end of the day, marketing is just, it's a snapshot.
Okay, so how do we get the full picture?
Well, you got to do a little digging.
Ooh, I like it. Tell me more.
So, like, before you hit that book appointment button,
yeah,
just pick up the phone and call them.
Oh, that's so simple, but so smart.
Right, because you can tell a lot from that first interaction.
Like what? Give me the inside scoop.
Okay, so pay attention to how the receptionist answers.
Okay.
Are they, like... warm and welcoming?
Or does it feel rushed?
Because that's a first impression, right?
Exactly. It's like a first date, you kind of just get a vibe.
100%.
And if you're still feeling good after that,
yeah,
maybe schedule a quick consultation.
Oh, so you're not even talking about a full-on appointment?
Not necessarily. Just pop in, meet the dentist, get a feel for the place.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, but what questions should we be asking during this dentist date, so to speak? Mm-hmm. What's going to really tell us if they're like the one?
Don't be afraid to ask about their approach to like pain management.
Oh, that's a big one for me.
Right. Like, do they offer options beyond just numbing?
Okay, so we're talking to like nitrous?
Maybe. Or even just other calming techniques.
Yeah.
Especially if you have anxiety, put it all out there.
Yeah.
Because a good dentist will want to know those things.
That makes me think about something you said earlier about how finding a dentist is all about finding someone who matches your values.
Exactly. Because you're trusting them with your health.
It's a big deal.
It is.
So, bottom line, if we're feeling Orlando Dental Center based on their marketing,
yeah,
what's the next step?
Pick up the phone, call them, see how you feel.
Trust that gut instinct.
Always. Never underestimate the power of a good gut feeling.
So true. Well, that is all the time we have for today's deep dive into Orlando Dental Center. We hope you found it helpful. And, you know, this is the two-way street, so we want to hear from you.
Yes. Tell us everything.
Head over to our social media and let us know, what are your non-negotiables when choosing a dentist?
Ooh, good question.
We'll be right back here next week with another deep dive. Until then, happy brushing.
See you next time.